He doesn't want to hear us.
No, I'm going to leave the room. I'm leaving
Plug
the room.
Plug your ears.
Don't go through there. You'll snap the sign off.
Go away. Oh,
okay.
Okay, sorry, well, you're going to do the introduction and everything. I'll
yep.
just leave. I'll go into the library.
But what we're going to do is we're going to pump Felicia for the victim crime location, and we'll
give her from there.
And then we'll go from there. So, victim?
Stainless steel. Sally Struthers.
Sally Struthers.
Wow.
Okay, he'll
That's
get
too
that.
Hard?
No.
Yeah, I don't know
no,
how to just.
He'll get that. It's all in the
family. It was the
family.
First thing that popped into my head.
I know who she is, but
yeah,
I don't know how on earth.
And then she does those ads. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Not okay. Suzanne Summers.
No, I know.
Well, that's okay. Why don't you go Suzanne okay. Summers?
Yeah, that'd be easier.
What's that organization she's involved with? Feed What Kids?
Wet Excuse Kids?
Me? Wet Kids?
No, What Kids is she?
Who?
No.
Sally Struthers.
Sally Struthers. She's a spokesperson for one of those relief aid organizations.
How about
one?
Jan Arden?
All right, Jan
That'll
Arden.
Work.
Jan Arden.
That one I know.
Okay. What was the crime?
What?
Crime.
Oh, crime.
Doesn't have to be a real crime.
Doing
just has
the
to be
dishes.
An action. You what?
Doing the dishes.
Did the dishes.
Doing the dishes.
Okay. And where did this happen?
Location.
Location in a cave.
A cave. All right. Okay. So bring him back, and then we'll introduce it and go from there. So we'll have some kind of cop music here. All
you
right.
Come back.
So this is a little game we call interrogation.
I'm back in the...
One of the rascals has committed a terrible crime, and we're going to pump him for information. He doesn't know what it is yet, but he's going to find out.
Right. We don't have to actually stage this.
No, we don't.
Mind you, we'll do it just because you feel better.
Yes.
This way.
All right.
Seems very visual.
So I was out of the studio. And I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yes, but we know. Don't we?
Yes. Yes, you're talking to me. I know.
You got to work with me on this.
Yes.
You know,
sorry, I was
yeah.
eating my donut.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Put the donut down. Let's get this guy.
So all you do is eat donuts.
Yeah.
Just eat donuts left and right and center.
We can't always have the fun time of interrogating prisoners.
Right. This is a fun time for you guys.
I learned to love donuts because I've got a good mother.
Oh, you do, do you? Got a good mother?
I don't know. Mine's insensitive.
Insensitive mother?
Yeah.
You had no donuts.
I had no donuts growing up because my mother was insensitive.
Insensitive mother.
Just like you.
I'm an insensitive mother.
There was too much information.
You've got an insensitive mother, too. So what you're going to say, it was bad parenting? That's why you did what you done?
It's all bad parenting.
It's all bad parenting.
You two don't have too much to say, do you?
Nah, I've got a good mother.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, her voice is what keeps me here.
Oh, her voice?
Absolutely. She calls me every day.
Yeah. She sang just like you.
Calls you at work. Every day?
Every day. She's got my cell number.
Oh, she calls you on your cell.
Absolutely.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
And then when she needs me, I put my pedal to the metal. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
So you go whipping down there to see your mother whenever she calls.
Whenever she needs to.
Right. Good mother.
Yeah.
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 You know, that would make a good song, don't you think?
Good mother?
Yes.
That would make a good song?
It would.
My mother sings?
Does your mother sing? Did we ask that? Is that something we want to know?
What, you want to know?
Am I asking too many questions?
Does my mom sing me lullabies at night?
Or does
do
she?
Do I sing lullabies at night?
You know, if you had a mother singing lullabies to you, maybe you wouldn't have turned out the way you done.
Right.
And you wouldn't have such a thing against Canadians.
No, I can't stand that national anthem.
Those Juno Award-winning musicians.
Right.
You're just jealous, aren't you?
I hate the Junos. Yeah.
But did it have to be one of the funniest ones?
So you'd say you're not a very ardent fan, are you?
No, I wouldn't say I was a big ardent fan. Nope.
Who you done it?
Who? Who? I thought I was trying to figure out what I did.
No, no. We'll get to that.
Jane Arden, are you talking about...
Yes! That's who we're talking about!
Well, good, because if it was Jan Arden, then that would be a big
problem. Oh, there it is. Now we got the name.
Oh, okay.
You know it comes out eventually.
Well, all right, now that I know who had the trouble.
How could you do such a terrible thing to Jan Arden?
That's easy. Have you heard her voice?
Oh, you're awful.
I know. That's why I'm here.
Almost dirty.
I know. It's almost wrong.
You better just fess up. You're all washed up now.
I know. Dirty water.
Yeah.
No, that's a different artist.
Oh.
That's from the 80s.
Dirty water? Yeah. So, are you trying to figure out what I did, or who I did it, or what?
No, we know who you did it to. We already established that, remember?
That was Jan Arden.
That's right.
It was. And what'd you do?
That's a good question.
It is, and we're going to get a good answer from you, too.
I would imagine so. Yeah. I'm as curious as you are on this.
Don't play dumb with us.
Huh?
Don't play dumb with us.
What?
Hey, he's mocking me.
Oh.
Make him stop.
It's pretty easy to do.
Don't mock him.
All right, fine. Yeah.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yes.
Do you have any
help? He's being all saucer with me.
Do you have any other officers who might be able to help you get your point across?
What, you want plate close officers?
Well, if they're not all eating donuts and...
No, they're all in their cups.
Hey.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't
just give us the good, straight, clean answer.
I can't give you a clean answer. It's all dirty.
It's time for you to come clean.
Right.
You scrub.
Like my wash. Like my whites. Scrubbing my whites.
We don't want to know about your dirty laundry.
That's too much information.
Don't hang that out there for us.
I'm not hanging out nothing for you.
We just want the straight goods. Dish it out.
Oh, right. The dishwater. We're back to that. Are you talking about me using SOS pads on my porcelain?
Oh, that's too much information. Wasn't your porcelain, though, was it?
No, it was Jan Arden's porcelain.
Yeah. But you tried to hide the fact, didn't you?
I tried to hide it.
You did. You didn't want anybody to see what you were doing
with
poor Jan Arden's porcelain.
No, I didn't. No, nobody wants to see what people do to Jan Arden's porcelain.
No, nobody does.
Nope.
Her fine china.
I scraped it.
Scrubbing and scouring it like that.
It's not so fine anymore.
It's not fine china anymore. No.
And of course, you tried to hide it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dug a hole in the ground.
Yeah, except, you know, that guy who already lives there.
Had a bit of a problem with that, didn't he?
Yeah, he ratted you out.
Oh, he most certainly did.
Mm-hmm. He's a do-gooder, that guy.
That's a do-gooder.
He's a Cape Crusader, and he lives there. That's his spot.
In the ground.
Kind of in the ground.
What, are you talking about Batman's cave?
Yes! That's exactly what we're talking about, is a cave. Why you thought you'd get away with it there, I have no idea.
Batman's cave or Captain Caveman's cave?
Just a cave.
Just a cave. Cape Crusader's cave.
A cave.
Why you brought up the Cape Crusader, I don't know.
All right, one last time for the record. What'd you do?
Well,
who'd you do it to?
I scraped up Jan Arden's porcelain in a cave.
You did. You dirty rascal, you.
Boy, that's just rough.
That was
just
painful.
Wrong.
Yeah.